This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So I'm not, back to the last question, I really appreciate you asking that. I have a lot of shortcomings. I'm not, like, I didn't go to school for anthropology. I don't technically know the pillars of what's taught or widely accepted around human behavior. I don't know if it's accepted in society that self-awareness, actually, I'll weirdly ask you guys, like, is self-awareness being talked about as something that people think is teachable? I mean, there's some people shaking yes. Here's what I know. I'm not sure. I definitely think it's a DNA thing. However, I gave my at-bat in that article to how to figure it out, and here's how it goes. I think you need to take the 7, 4, 8, 2, 9 closest people in your life, closest, in a couple of different circles. Find that inner circle and go on a crazy journey where you literally spend a week or a month actually making them comfortable for the next meeting, which is giving them permission to tell you the truth. The people that know you the best and love you the most are not gonna tell you the truth on the shortcomings, which is the key to the conversation. You know, the reason I oftentimes give very blunt answers in Q&As that people are always surprised by is I think I'm bringing them value. I'm trying to tell them what I think is the situation. And I don't like, you know what's ironic? You'd find this funny. In public settings, I'm quite a straight shooter. In private settings, I've only now gotten to a place where I'm doing a better job with my employees by deploying critical feedback because I used to not like confrontation. So I'm crippled by confrontation. Like crippled by it, which would be funny because as there's more people and more cameras, I'm quite combative. Yet in real life, when I run my business, my biggest shortcoming was because I didn't want to give Chris a negative review, I would never do it, and then I would sandbag him out of nowhere. He'd be fired with not knowing how it happened. I did a terrible job as the operator of Wine Library, and I would actually give my brother AJ a lot of credit because he was, even though he's 11 years younger than me, he was better at it when we started Vayner, and I didn't want him to be better at something than me, so I got competitive and I got good at it. So like, I'm not even joking, that's why it happened. Like, it came from a, you know, all my good stuff comes from this negative, competitive, I want to kill everybody kind of place. So I think you have to make the people closest to you safe to give you real feedback. And I really think that it's so obvious now. I feel old and wise. Oh, I've always felt that. But now with 20 years under my belt, it is just so obvious to me who's winning and who's losing. And it's the people that understand themselves first that are winning and are not worried about what others say and can get into that safe place. You know, it's funny. When it comes to business and careers and entrepreneurship, we have these lofty visions that we don't have for us athletically or in the arts. Like, you know, like people very quickly realize they're not Kobe or Beyonce. But for some reason, everybody thinks that they can build a $1 million business when the data shows you that it's for so few. Like, I've been hot on this new $400,000 a year thing. I don't think most people know it. The 1%, the most competitive, best market in the world of all humans, America. And that's true. This is the purest form of capitalism, period. I think China's incredible, but coming from a communist country and studying it, there's plenty of things that we don't talk about to why WeChat can get so big. It's not America. Zucks doesn't go to Barack and say, yo, hook it up, kill Snapchat. So, you know, So we're naive in America about that. So this is the market. This is it. This is the big leagues. America. And in America, to be in the 1%, for all you math people, or business, that's very hard. That's the best. The entry level is making $400,000 a year. And yet, we're in this place where it's like Billy or bust. Like people trying, like we've got, guys, for every Instagram and Uber and Slack, there's 8 billion shit. And yet that's what the barometer is, and what it's doing is it's making everybody try to build those things when there's people in here that can actually build a business that gets them $400,000 a year by being the CEO and the distributions at the end of the year. We're making a big mistake. So I feel like when I'm done by the Jets in 20 years, this and that, I'm gonna build a self-awareness institute or something. Hopefully science will kind of, I don't know, I gotta find my kind of compliment partner that understands the things that I don't know, but in my heart, right here, right in here. I know that. I just need the nerd to tell me this is the deal. I'm like, that's right, but there's this miss. I need more grounded stuff, but I know that self-awareness is the thing. It's the thing. Let me explain to you what happens with self-awareness when you've got it at an extreme level. You start the process of being internally happy. Because what self-awareness allows you to do is to accept your shortcomings and focus on your strengths. And what it does is allows you to navigate other people. You know what else happens with self-awareness? You start developing empathy and all the other things around it, gratitude, and all of a sudden, you know what else happens? People stop letting you down. Do you know that nobody can let me down? I get it. I have empathy. I have self-awareness. I get it. Like, jab, 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 right hook. Right? My last book. Give, 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 ask. Too many people read it 14 times and think it says give, 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 take. Or get. No, no, no. Ask. I just went through this book tour. The way I do, I just launched it on Tuesday. The way I roll, the week before, I go into full sales mode. I hit up everybody and say, yo, homie, I've done some good shit for you. And in detail, no bulk fucking email. But this week, an individual that I made $1 million by getting them into an angel deal that sold, that they would have never gotten into, that they called me and begged me to get into, and I got them into, bought 3 books. I don't feel like that was a good exchange for all the other things I did, and you would be stunned how much it doesn't even register as a negative. Because I get it, he didn't, you know, didn't put the pieces together, it's okay. And so, self-awareness, telling you guys, stop lying to yourselves. It's the single gravest mistake.
Gary, will you take, like, would you think about it twice, helping that guy a second time, or will you always help?
Oh, thank you for saying that. I'll help that guy 40 more times. I look at it as a net human thing. Maybe Sally sucks shit, but Ricky's better, and net net, it's even. So I'm never, I don't hold grudges, I don't get sad, I'm like zenned out about it. Like, even my own well-being. I love capitalism and market dynamics so much that if I deserve to go out of business, I deserve to go out of business. Do you know what I'm spending the most time on right now? With my old white male friends. All these 60 and 70 year olds that think they're capitalists, and they're Americans, and this and that, and what they wanna do is support a Republican to do laws that will let them save and hold on to more of their money. I think they're fucking losers. Nobody saves IBM or BMW. There's no laws that just because you were a good business for 30 years, this president's gonna save you. Yet these high net worth individuals want laws to save them because they're old and tired and they wanna be on yachts. Fuck you, keep working.
I will go to the ends of the earth to promote my clients effectively, but I am pretty terrible at self-promoting.
Interesting.
So, and you're the best at it. So
yes.
What are some tricks?
I think the best thing is really trying to reverse engineer why you're not good at it. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to get that real and say it out loud in front of all these people. I'm more than happy to do it with you for 5 minutes ad hoc one day this summer, but it's trying to understand whether it's your own confidence. Do you not think you deserve it yet because you're early in your career? Look at me, I might be the best at it. I didn't start it until I was 34 years old. After 12 years of building an actual business that I think then I had the ability or the audacity to go out and say, hey, look at me, I did something. I didn't. So you're very young, so maybe you think it's that. It's first unlocking why. Next, understanding do you actually need it? So nobody, the Nike CEO isn't good at self-promotion. They just make great fucking product. You know, I think there's a bad conversation that all CEOs, or it's really great to be like this and then it helps your business. There's way more businesses making way more money where you have no idea who the CEO is than there are the alternative. So I wouldn't get so caught up. Stuart Butterfield isn't crushing the personal brand game, but Slack's doing just okay. So I think first you have to decide if you have to do that. If you aspire to do that, you've got to go inside and figure out what's held you back. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect.
I think too many people are like, you need to build your brand, it'll bring you new clients. You know what brings you way more clients? You know what brings VaynerMedia way more clients than Gary self-promoting? Doing great fucking work and then them telling other people to hire us. What I'm doing is I'm making pretty quick judgments. You know, I married my wife 4 minutes into our first date. And we met on J-Date. So like, I mean, blind, 4 minutes in, we were married within a year, best decision of my life. Hands down, not even close. So I'm intuitive, right? Like 7 minutes into the internet, I was on a bulletin board and I'm like, I'm gonna start a wine store on the internet. I didn't even know what the internet was. So I definitely jump quickly, but the way I'm doing my decision making is watching people. It's why I'm so scared for the death of Twitter. and why I'm so excited to then invest in the next Twitter, because the water cooler of society is not going away. Without Twitter, there's nowhere to talk about the presidential debate. Not seamlessly. It's harder on Instagram. It's harder on Facebook for us to do what we like to do there. So shame on them for not evolving the product to keep people's attention and never fully be explained to normals, you know? But for me, it would be devastating because I can't just use it because it never went to Facebook scale. So I need that. And then I just do simple stuff like other things that people don't think about. When I opened an office in Chattanooga, Tennessee, everybody's like, why did VaynerMedia open an office in Chattanooga, Tennessee? Because there's two different Americas. There's a very different America between Boston, New York, LA, and San Francisco, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I forced myself into pockets there. But it's mainly just watching. I'm listening 24/7, 365. I'm listening to the questions that are being asked here. It's why I started, it's why I'm branding myself as an ask me questions, because I'm getting double benefit. I'm bringing you value and I'm learning from where the wave of questions are going. So basically my entire being is predicated on listening, which fucks with people because I'm such a loudmouth and they think I'm always talking. But I'm listening, man. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, I'm amazed at how authentic Gary is. It makes me want to be a better person. To live authentically is an extremely hard path. Thanks for being an inspiration. No, thank you for that amazing review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.